French Bodies, bienvenue.
Bonjour à tous, je suis Amaury.
And I'm Erica, you're listening to French Pod. We have an elementary lesson.
Yep.
And it's about love.
Wow.
But it's also about a guy who's kind of stressed.
So what we're going to see today, Erica, is what happens in a man's mind when he's anxious about love.
Well, that's going to be some handy knowledge, I think.
Sure.
Okay, so what's one of the things he's going to say?
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
I don't know what to do. Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Yep, je ne sais pas quoi faire.
All right, here's the dialogue, 3 times.
Dialogue, 1st time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Dialogue, 2nd time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Dialogue, 3rd time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
All right, before we do anything, let's translate it.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
I don't know what to do.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
I don't know what to do.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
What's wrong now?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Now what's wrong with you?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore? Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps.
I'm in love with 2 girls at the same time.
Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps.
I'm in love with 2 ladies at the same time.
Je suis amoureux de 2 filles en même temps. Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
I think that you don't have a choice. Come on, make a decision.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
I believe that you do not have a choice. Come on, make a decision.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
I think that you don't have a choice. Go on, make a decision.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision. Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Okay, fine. Sandra, her dad is richer.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
All right, fine. Sandra, her dad is richer.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Yeah, so this guy's got some pretty good priorities.
Yeah, some guys would say he's clever.
Well, I guess if he can't choose between 2, then what are you going to do? You got to be practical, right?
That's it. Straight to the point.
Yeah, let's get straight to the dialogue.
Allez.
What's the 1st line?
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Good to learn 1 expression, because you're probably going to say it.
Yeah, you're going round and round, and that's the thing you say. Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So when we want to say, je ne sais pas quoi, I don't know what, you can use any of the infinitive verb after. Like here we have faire, to do.
Yeah.
Give us some more examples.
You could say, je ne sais pas quoi dire.
I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Je ne sais pas quoi prendre.
I don't know what to take.
Or, je ne sais pas quoi choisir.
I don't know what to pick or to choose. But here, il ne sait pas quoi faire.
Faire.
Apparently, he says this a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So she goes, qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
What now?
Yeah.
Now, what's your problem? What is it today?
Yeah.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore? So adding this encore, Mm-hmm. It means again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you put it at the end, and if you say qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore, it means like what, you know, now, oh, again, what now?
Yeah.
So what is his dilemma today?
Je suis amoureux de deux filles en même temps.
That is quite a dilemma. Now, let's check this sentence out. First, we learn how to say to be in love with.
Which is a good sentence, isn't it?
Yeah.
Être amoureux de.
So we use the être to be. Mm-hmm. Amoureux, which means...
in love.
But you have to have a de at the end.
Yeah.
The de is the equivalent of with in this expression. So to say I'm in love with...
Je suis amoureux de.
Okay, and with whom?
De deux filles.
So two chicks.
Yeah, we've got the de as well, which is the number here. De deux filles. En même temps.
And there is a problem, it's at the same time.
Yeah. Mm.
So en même temps, this is a fixed expression to say at the same time.
Yeah.
The même here means same. So can you say it?
En même temps.
So now say the whole sentence.
Je suis amoureux de deux filles en même temps.
So like a wise friend who's not, you know, heart is not involved in the scenario. She sees the obvious.
Yeah, she wants him to come down to reality a bit.
Yeah, the obvious thing that he has to do.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix.
So she says, yeah, I don't think that you have a choice. Let's start at the end of this.
Le choix.
Okay, so that's choice. Mm-hmm. You don't have a choice.
Tu n'as pas le choix.
Tu n'as pas le choix.
Yeah.
In French, to say this, you would say, you don't have the choice.
It has to be the, le choix. And then before that, je crois que. She's expressing an opinion, so je crois.
Okay, so croire is the verb croire,
yeah.
Which means to believe.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that...
Je crois que...
Okay, so say the whole sentence now.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix.
I believe that you do not have a choice.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get with it.
Prends une décision.
Now the verb here, prendre, means to take.
Yeah.
In French, we take a decision.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where we take it from.
But that's what you do.
Yeah, take a decision. Yeah. Prends une décision.
Yeah, and here's the command form. She's telling him to prendre une décision.
Yeah.
That's the tu way to say prendre.
Yeah, it's correct, yeah. She's a friend. Prends une décision.
And she didn't seem impressed either. Maybe thought she'd be all impressed. He's yeah. Got these two chicks. She's like, yeah, whatever. Come on, make a decision. So he says what?
Bon, d'accord.
Okay, fine. So we have bon, d'accord means okay.
Yep.
So he prend une décision,
mm-hmm.
And he picks Sandra. And what is his reason?
Good reason. Son père est plus riche.
Your dad's richer.
Yep.
I'm not even going to touch that one. So let's instead look at the words. This one's kind of easy. We got to say richer.
Plus riche.
Plus riche.
Yeah.
How do you say poorer?
Pauvre.
So how would you describe the dad of the girl he didn't pick?
Plus pauvre.
More poor.
Yeah.
So to say her dad, we say son père because the word dad is masculine.
That's right, yeah. Okay, sorry, Carl. Do you crois que we should listen to the dialogue another time?
I'm not sure.
Allez, Ricard, prends une décision.
Okay, let's do it.
Dialogue, first time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de deux filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Dialogue, second time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de deux filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Dialogue, third time.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
Je suis amoureux de deux filles en même temps.
Je crois que tu n'as pas le choix. Allez, prends une décision.
Bon, d'accord. Sandra, son père est plus riche.
Okay, so Omri, we got this guy, he's in love with two chicks. Have you ever been in love with two girls? En même temps?
Not en même temps. Yeah, if I don't want to be, you know, it's complicated enough in one girl, honestly.
Right.
I think I wouldn't make it with two girls. And my grandmother always said, you know, you should think with your mind before your heart.
Your grandma said you should think with your mind before your heart.
Exactly.
That's good advice.
Mets ta tête avant ton cœur. She had the experience, you know.
That's an interesting philosophy.
Okay, but let's do some review now.
I do not know what to do.
Je ne sais pas quoi faire.
We also learn how to be like, what's wrong with you now?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a encore?
And then we learn how to say, to be in love with, I'm in love with.
Je suis amoureux de.
And we learn to say two girls at the same time.
Guys, listen to that one. Deux filles en même temps.
Okay, and now we're going to prendre une décision.
Yep.
To conclude with this podcast. If you want to go do some extra study on what we learned, you can go to frenchpod.com. And you can talk to us there and find all kinds of other nifty stuff to do.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.